Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Hosea chapter 6, verse number 1. Good to have each and every one of you in the house of the Lord. I thank God for His blessings. Amen. Come, the Word of God says, and let us return unto the Lord. For He has torn, and He will heal us. He has smitten, and He will bind us up. After 2 days will He revive us. In the third day, He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come to unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. I love this passage of Scripture. Amen. Going to show us tonight that, amen, that it's not too long to hold out. Amen. To hold on to God and to keep on keeping on. Amen. He didn't say, but, amen, but just a few days here was the pattern. Amen. And glory to God. I'm telling you, God won't, amen, He won't prolong things that He don't have to prolong. Amen. But He will make it short and to the point. Amen. I want to look at what God's Word hath declared unto us. In the Word of God here, Hosea writes and said, come, amen, let us return unto the Lord. Amen. Every time, amen, things have gone wrong, this is always the answer. Amen. When we've got out of line, or when we've got a little slack, or when we've, amen, got a little careless, amen, let's just come return unto the Lord. Amen. Jesus would say to His disciples when they, amen, messed up, come, you said, you come on over here to me. Amen. What's He going to do? Amen. He's going to fix it if they'll let Him. Come on. Oh, come on, my brother Joe. Amen. Listen, He said, if we receive chastisement, amen, that we're no longer, amen, if we don't receive chastisement, we're no longer sons, but we're fatherless. Amen, bastards. That's what the word of the King James uses, which is simply means we don't have a father. Amen. Come on. What's He saying? God wants to correct us. God wants to lead us. Amen. You know who the, amen, is going to be the biggest failures? Those folks that God can never correct, and the ones He can never lead. Amen. Listen to Brother Joe. If I'm going to be led by God, I'm going to have to be leadable. Amen. I'm going to have to be submissive to God. Amen. We preached a week or so ago, amen, on absolute, amen, absolute surrender. Amen. Submitting unto God. Amen. No questions asked. No principles. No yet but this and but that. A complete surrender unto God. I always know one thing. God is always right. I said, God's always right. Amen. Joe ain't always right. Joe's my, amen, wrong a lot of times. But God's always right. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us return. The number one step, amen, listen, if we're ever going to get anywhere with God, amen, we got to get to that place where I'm going to come to Him. I'm going to walk up, I'm going to walk up on my knees before God. Come on with me. Amen. That old black fella said, when I'm on my knees, I'm taller than trees. Hallelujah. Come on with me tonight. Amen. I can tell you, if you want, amen, to be lifted up and blessed of God, amen, He said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and He will lift you up in due season. Amen to God. That man, but first, He said, we got to humble ourselves. Amen. Jesus has set forth the greatest pattern that has ever been set. Being found in the fashion of a man, He humbled Himself, even to the death of the cross. Amen. If He humbled Himself, He has left us a pattern. Amen. That we ought to walk in humility before God. Amen. Knowing that God is the answer. He's the director. Amen. He is the very Lord of all. Come on with Brother Job. Amen. So He said, let us return to the Lord, for He hath torn. Amen. Come on. What is it? Well, Brother Joe, no, God don't get no pleasure out of that. Thank you for the water, daughter. Amen. He hath torn. What's God doing? Amen. We look up the word torn. Means to pluck off and pull off in pieces. Amen. Kind of like that shepherd when he's pulling them burrs out of that wool. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. We all know when that old sheep gets too many burrs in it, that burr works its way down. After a while, it gets up against the skin. And then it becomes, a sore and produces infection. Come on with it. God's wanting to do something long before that. Amen. He wants to get that burr out. Amen. Come on. God likes, sheep that's got the right demeanor. Hello? Not irritated, evil, hateful. Amen. But He wants some sheep that is ready, willing, and able to follow Him. Come on with me. And sometimes, amen, He has to pull the burrs out. He had torn. Amen. Come on. Thank God that He will do that. It's not an easy job. It's not a job. Amen. A lot of people won't. But thank God, got to pull them burrs out of the wool. Hello? Amen. Oh, listen. If we'll let Him, amen, He'll fix us up. I said, if we'll let Him. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. God can't fix anybody, won't let Him. Amen. If we don't let God, God can't do a thing with us. Amen. Oh, Brother Joe, it ain't that easy. Amen. Yes, it is. It's just a matter of me submitting unto God. Amen. Lord, here it is. I've messed it up. Please, would You fix it? Amen. God said, You're going to do what I say. Yes, sir. Amen. You're going to, amen, get out of my way. Yes, sir, Lord. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost already in the house. I ain't got but just started good. Listen. Amen. He had torn, and He will heal us. Woo! Come on. Aren't you glad that God, amen, what He starts, He finishes. Amen. The Apostle Paul writes to the church in Galatia and says unto him, unto that church, he says, I'm persuaded that God has begun a good work in you. Amen. Come on. But the Apostle Paul and the Holy Ghost didn't leave it there. Amen. He said, I also, amen, am persuaded that if you let Him, He'll finish it. Amen. Come on with me. Come on. What God starts, He'll finish. He hath torn, and He will heal us. I don't need no healing. Well, you won't ever have any either. Amen to God. Come on. Amen. You won't ever tear loose what's wrong, and God then can't ever heal. Amen. To make everything right. You hear me? Amen. Come on. When you go to that doctor, and you got something foreign in the body, amen, sometimes they got to cut it out. Amen. Come on. If we don't cut it out, the problem ain't going away until you get rid of what's wrong. Come on. We're mad at night. Might as well have church. Amen to God. I want to tell you, the church of this hour, amen, needs some things cut out. Amen. You hear me? Amen. Brother Tom, Brother Joe, amen, needs some things cut out. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, listen. Amen. If we'll let God, amen, glory to God, tear out loose what's wrong. wrong. Amen. I can tell you He'll heal us. Amen. My God, I don't know you about you. Amen. But the only way we're going to heal is if we can tear loose what's wrong. Amen. Let me hurry. He hath torn and He will heal us. He has smitten. Uh-oh. Amen. Sometimes it's correction. Amen. Listen. Come on, with Brother Joe. I know this modern-day church world don't like that mentality. Amen. This bless me generation. Come on with me. Just bless me, Lord. Don't matter what I, amen, what I'm holding on to. Don't matter what's eating up my life. Just bless me. Amen. God ain't about to do that. I was telling somebody not long ago, amen, I go out to fertilize my garden and I see that old Johnson grass, amen, growing up in there amongst what I'm trying to grow. Amen. I can tell you it just irks me all the way to my toes. Amen. About pouring one grain of fertilizer on that business. What are you saying, Brother Joe? I ain't going to want to fertilize what's wrong. I don't want to prosper that. Amen. I want to tell you a little secret. God ain't going to fertilize what's wrong. Amen. He ain't going to prosper. Amen. I want to tell you what He will do. Amen. He'll pull away what's wrong. Amen. Heal it up. And then, glory to God, amen, He'll throw the fertilizer to it. Amen. He'll dig about it. And He'll dung it. Come on with Brother Joe and say, hey, let's see if we can get some fruit out of this. Hello. Amen. My, about to feel like preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, what's He after, Brother Joe? He's after fruit. Amen. Ah, listen, when God, when they were going to decide who was God's man, and God was going to set it in order, amen, every head of every household brought their rod or their staff, amen, up to old Brother Moses. Amen. And when they laid them all in the, amen, that holy place, come on now, put them in there in that Ark of the Covenant, amen, and left them overnight and went back the next morning. And they found all them staffs was the same except for one. And it was Aaron's. Amen. Come on. And Aaron's staff was different from everybody else's. Why? Amen. Because that staff, amen, it had buds on it. Amen. It had blooms on it. Come on. And it had almonds hanging on it. I was talking about. Amen. Listen. Oh, come on. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. What He has begun, He will finish it if we will let Him. Come on. Let me just get with this program. Amen. Lord, help me to work with you. Amen. And let Him work with us. Come on with Brother Joe. And God, amen, will do things that we could never hope to do ourselves. Amen. Sister Wendy told the story about the young man this morning and God moving and working. Amen. Every time that God is allowed to rule and regulate, amen, and direct, amen. Brother Joe, just tell us the secret. Amen. It'll always produce the same thing. Come on. It'll be productive. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I will tell you, we might not see all the ends, but God's got it all in view. Amen. We only see just a little piece of the picture. Amen. God sees the whole scenario. Hello. Amen. If we'll let Him. Amen. Glory to God. I want to tell you, amen, He made my life. Amen. Glory to God. He'll make it a beautiful story. Yes, He will. Amen. That story will be, amen, about one thing. It'll be Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. It'll be His glory. It'll be His might. It'll be His power. Amen. I got to hurry. Hallelujah. So He said He will heal us. He has smitten. Amen. Oh, amen. But God won't leave the sting there. It will. Come on. And when God smites us, you mean God will smite us, Brother Joe? He said He scourgeth every son that comes to Him. He scourgeth. Take a good look at that word, scourge. Amen. It is a word that means a beating. Amen. Come on. Listen, God's not hateful. He's not mean. Amen. But I can tell you what He is. He's wanting us to get in line. Not because, amen, God, the care of God benefits. It's the kingdom that benefits. But more than that, it's our benefit. My. Amen. And for His namesake. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on. Thou leadest me in the paths of righteousness. Amen. For His name's sake. Come on. Hallelujah. Listen to Brother Joe. Hurry. I got to hurry this evening. Amen. So He will heal. He has smitten and He will bind us up. Amen. Let me just read the definition real quick here. To smite means to strike. Amen. It means to slap. Amen. It means, to wound. Amen. My, what's God doing? He's trying to get attention. Amen. Look, oh, come on. He won't slap any harder than he has to. Amen. He won't smite any more, amen, vicious than he has to in order to get us back on the path that needs to be on. Come on. Amen. He'll lead us in the way everlasting if we will let Him. Amen to God. Oh, when He gives us the correction, I thought about, amen, old Balaam we mentioned him this morning. Amen. My God, or maybe earlier this evening we did. Get my days and my nights mixed up. Amen. Listen. Amen. He's in rebellion against God, but the donkey's riding's got better revelation than Balaam's got. Amen. My, he's just smiting that donkey because he won't go where he wants him to go. And oh, I'm telling you, God, amen, spoke through that donkey. Amen. Gave old Balaam some insight. Hello? Finally, God, amen, let that old Bella boy in rebellion see what the donkey done been seeing for some time. There's that angel standing in the way with that flaming sword drawn in his hand. Come on. When folks get too far in rebellion, they can't see. Amen. Listen. Amen. Sometimes, God, it takes a donkey to get us straightened out. And I ain't talking about the Democrat Party either. I'm going to tell you that. Amen. So many times it takes, amen, he's the very least thing in our life that we think of for God to straighten us out. Let me hurry. Amen. I'm going to get where I want to go. He will bind us up. The word bind us up means to wrap firmly. It means to compress. Amen. In other words, God bandages up our wounds. Woo! You know, I used to get whippings, but I don't remember getting too many bandages afterwards. I remember I told somebody not long ago, amen, if I was a young boy and went to school, amen, today's world with my dad, the way he was, I'm telling you, they'd come after my dad in a hurry. Because I had a patriotic back a lot of times. It's red, white, and blue stripes. Hell, come on. Red stripes and blue stripes on a white back. Hello, come on, my brother Joe. Amen. Because my daddy believed in getting my attention, amen, about his displeasure at what I was doing. Come on. I got a little news for us. God, likewise, will get our attention at his displeasure. Why? He's wanting us to be what he's got. His plan is for us. My God in heaven. Amen. I listened to that man. Amen. Preaching this morning. I thought about God. How many folks. Amen. If they only knew. Amen. What God plans God had for their life. And how much they messed it up. Amen. If they just get out of the way and let God. Amen. Have his way. What would it be? Amen. Come on with me. My God, amen, I want to tell you that most of the crime when folks get to heaven is going to be because, amen, look what I could have been and look what God could have done. Amen, if I'd only just give Him what He wanted and what He demanded. What Brother Ravenhill, and I agree with him, we're going to, God's going to show us all the missed opportunities we missed, and not because, that God hadn't tried to show us, but we missed them because God hadn't got us to the place where He could show us, and where we would have the right hunger and the right thirst. Hello? Amen. Come on. For the things of God. My. Amen. Not only do we rob ourselves, we rob God. We rob the world. Come on with me. I hear the Apostle Paul. God may not bother you with it, but He bothers me with it. Amen. He said, I'm a debtor both to the Jew and the Greek, both to the bond and the free. Amen. Come on. He said, I owe them something. I owe them Jesus. Oh, come on. I owe them Jesus. I'm watered down. The pure of vanilla. Amen. I owe them Christ. Amen. Him crucified. I owe them a demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. Hallelujah. We are the Bible. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Behold, I say unto thee that I have set forth my plans for thee from the foundation of the world. Behold, I have set it forth I say unto thee, to those that will yield to me and will allow me to work even as the potter worketh the clay, saith the Lord, shall I not mold you? Shall I not fashion you? Shall I not build you? Shall I not endue thee, saith the Lord? Behold, with the power of God and with the manifold ministry that I have set forth from my church, behold, it's my desire, it's my will, it's my purpose, and behold, I will not change it, saith the Lord, but behold, I have kept it. Behold, wilt thou yield to me, and let me make thee that which I have set forth from the foundation of the world, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I heard that brother this morning say something. Amen. That early church. And he said in times past, amen, he said everybody was a minister. Come on. Listen, he's right. Amen. Everybody is a disciple. Everybody is a tool in the hand of God. Come on. Amen. We've come to this age where folks want to, amen, we've let men get a hold of things. Amen. And we've let them twist and destroy what God had originally intended. You hear me? Amen. I said men have twisted and molded trying to make them a position. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I want to tell you something. God intended to use every last vessel in the church. Amen. From the pulpit to the door. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. Joy to the whole Shada. Everybody. That would be yielded unto Him. Amen. I can tell you, whosoever that we are, we're all the servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. No matter where we go, you know, understand something that Jesus said must, amen, makes us understand. He said, it's expedient that I go back to the Father. Amen. Because if I don't go back, He said, the Comforter will not come. But if I go back, I'm going to pray the Father, and He'll send you another Comforter. Amen. The term Greek, in the term Greek, Greek terminology, it was a paraclete, a helper. Amen. The Holy Ghost, He's the Spirit of truth. Amen. He's a third, amen, being of that Godhead. You hear me? Amen. And He shall, amen, He shall lead you into all truth. Amen. Not only will He lead us into all truth, amen, He will bring us into the fullness of what God had intended for the life. You hear me? Oh, my God. Amen. He is, if you will, He is the painter of that picture. He is the sculptor, amen, of that skull. Come on with me. He's chipping away, and He will fashion us in the image of Christ. Ooh, hallelujah. My, oh, hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Do we have the right desire? You see, if I don't have the right desire, God can't do a thing with me. Amen. If I'm caught up, listen, there's a lot of things that can hinder. Amen. If it takes a mindset of simplicity, of one having that mind to simply do the will of God is the only thing that will overcome. Amen. This one thing I do, the Apostle Paul said. Amen. He tells that young preacher Timothy, amen, don't you get so entangled in the affairs of this life, come on, come on, that you can't do the will of God. Woo! He said, every man, amen, come on, that sets himself for the masteries. Amen. Come on now. I'm going to tell you those little gymnasts. Amen. You may not agree what they do. Amen. But I want to tell you from the time they're this high, amen, until they become teenagers, amen, they got that. I mean, hours and hours every day, they doing one thing. Amen. They sculpting their body. Amen. Putting it through sometimes torture, if you will. Come on with me. Amen. I'm about to get somewhere now. Amen. If we'll let God, the Holy Ghost, amen. And when He tears, amen, He'll heal it. And when He bites, He'll bind it up. Come on with Brother Joe. Oh, listen, I want to tell you, there's a pain involved. Most of that pain is spiritual pain. Amen. That old man dying. Amen. Glory to God. Come on with Brother Joe. Wow, I ain't but one, amen, thing, amen, that can put that old man where he belongs. It ain't Joe. I must be willing. But it's God. Amen. You hear me? It is God. He that's willing, that worketh in you and I. Glory. Nobody else. Brother Clendon is preaching with Brother. Amen. The old brother under the tent. Shambach. Thank you, brother. Amen. He said, you can't come down here and have Brother Shambach cast self out of you. It won't work. Amen. only way self can be dealt with, amen, is when we get down to business with God and let God deal with that old man. We yield him all. We give all authority about that old life to God. We listen, let a man deny himself. Amen. If I'm holding on to anything that I want to do in that old life, amen, it will be a, amen, it will be a stone. It will be an anchor. Amen. It will be a hindrance. And it will become a sin. Come on with me. It may not be nothing wrong with it within itself. But when it gets between me and God, it has become sin. Amen. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin. Amen. Now listen, God said He wasn't going to lay it aside. He said, let us lay aside. If I'm willing to lay it aside, God will give me the ability to walk away from that business. Come on, that's what God told me a long time ago. If you turn your back on sin, I'll help you walk away from it. It all boils down to one thing, beloved. Amen. Which one do I love the most? Come on, I'm going to say it again. I said it boils down to one simple solution. Amen. What do I desire the most? Come on. That old black man said, I got two dogs warring in my mind. Amen. I asked him, which one wins? He said, which one I feed the most? Amen to God. Come on. Amen. Set your affection, amen, on things above, not on things below. Put them up there. Amen. Well, there's something worthwhile. If we'll set our affection on things above, amen, God will take notice. Amen. My God, He'll send His Spirit down. He'll move into life. Amen to God. And after a while, amen, it'll be like heaven on earth. Didn't know I was going there, but I did. Amen. I got to hurry. Yes, let me move on. Then, after 2 days, He will revive us. First thing is, I got to return. Amen. And in that returning, amen, there's been some tearing and there's been some smiting. Come on. Let me just respond the right way. Let me just, yes, Lord, come humble before God. You're right, sir. Amen. Listen, when I get there, I can always remember that 51st Psalm. Oh, Brother Joe, amen, I hadn't backslidden going on. I'm going to tell you something, Brother Joe, I ain't talking about backsliding. I'm talking about, amen, getting it all, amen, in line where it ought to be with God. Come on. Amen. Amen. David. Amen. David said in that 51st Psalm, I sinned against you, Lord. Everybody knows he done, amen, done something with you, Uriah's wife. He shouldn't have done, but he sinned against God. Come on with me. Amen. It don't matter if David, amen, come on, according to the New Testament, he just looked at it wrong. He done sin. You hear me? Come on with me. Amen. And he had to get down on his face. Saul said, Lord, it's them people's fault. Amen. They the one called me to bring that bunch of, amen, kings back up here and all them cattle. David got on his knees and said, Lord, it's me. I've sinned against you. Amen. My Lord, amen, would you get out the hyssop, Lord? I'm sorry. Amen. I hate that I've done what I've done. Amen. Would you get the hyssop out and would you sprinkle the blood on me? Oh, come on. Amen. Would you restore me a right spirit and would you give me a clean heart? Hey, hallelujah. My God. Woo. He said, then, Lord, after you do that, I'll teach transgressors thy ways. Come on. When we get things right, amen, God can do something with us. And we can walk in the light and the counsel of God. And God can, amen, and God can demonstrate His power and His might, amen, in a frail human vessel. Come on with Brother Joe. I said in a frail, weak human vessel. The Apostle Paul says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That the glory thereof may be unto God and not unto man.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope and pray that this broadcast has and will continue to minister to you. If you would like a copy of today's message in full or other sermons, you can reach us by email at info@whitfieldpfc.org. That's info@whitfieldpfc.org. Or you can visit our website at whitfieldpfc.org and use the contact form to reach us. Remember to mention the broadcast date. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, and my prayer is that God will continue to minister to you.